2 weeks, and if we can give them a round of applause, please.
Dozens of girls, all from other parts of the world, who came to Buffalo as refugees and immigrants, were visited by elected officials and representatives of the partners who sponsored the program they were wrapping up, known as AT&T Coding Your Future. Etidal Dawood Ara came to Buffalo from Syria and said the program offered her a place to learn about computer skills in a comfortable environment with other girls who shared similar experiences of leaving their homes for a newer, safer life.
About a program called Scratch, and I liked how it's the way it's worked and how you give them the decision and what you want to do and how they move and this thing.
In addition to the telecommunications firm, partners included Western New York STEM Hub, Buffalo Urban League, and Journeys End Refugee Services. Karen Andalina Scott, executive director of Journeys End, says the classes may be ending, but the commitment to helping new Americans become part of their new society does not.
It doesn't mean that our work for you, our advocacy for you, our advocacy for immigrants and refugees to continue to come to the United States and to continue to come to Buffalo is ending. It's more important than ever for us to have our voices heard, to make sure that our president is increasing the cap, the number of refugees who will enter in fiscal year 2019.
Etidal Dawood Ara, for one, will begin studies at Erie Community College this fall. Her goal is to become a brain surgeon and help patients, especially the poor. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.